Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello to all of you. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be conducting readings for you. Those of you that were expecting to call in we are fine on Blog Talk.
Blog Talk, I have checked it. They can hear us perfectly.
It's those who are looking to watch us.
They are not here.
Streaming live on Facebook, we're having problems.
Yes, we are.
So we're going to work on that.
But we as in Facebook. Because if our internet was bad, we wouldn't be talking to these folks.
Yeah.
Blog Talk is very touchy about internet. Facebook's forgiving, but so this is a Facebook problem.
So we're getting a slow start, but that's okay. Often we build with momentum as the show goes along.
We've had this problem before, and last time we tried a million things, but it just straightened itself out in about 30 minutes. But we got a Blog Talker, so let's just keep on marching on.
Yes. All right.
And I'll do some stuff here.
Okay, I want to remind everyone that's listening, and those of you that are in the queue waiting to get on the show for your reading, remember, it's ordinary playing cards. This is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any other system that is out there. Not that there's anything wrong with them. This is simply personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me, which was over 30 years ago, and which I do teach to others. So this isn't some kind of magical gift that I simply have. I believe we are all intuitive beings. We all have the ability to perceive the future. And while still in the present, we're able to make that future even better. That's the beauty of personal prophecy.
Word up on that, dog.
Yes. So when Jim is ready.
I'm ready. I'll just keep trying. Eventually, like I said, it straightened itself out before. People probably complain. All right, folks. I'm just going to talk to the Blog Talkers because we know the other folks aren't here. Welcome to the show. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also want to remind you, if you're an international caller, we'll be specific on this. Let us know and we'll give you live international shout out. Now, we get them. Skypers can call in for a lot cheaper price. Our Canadian folks, depending on where they are. We've had plenty of the Canadian phone callers on the Blog Talk Radio number. And that number, speak of the devil, is 515-602-9676. And when you call in, you'll hear a message saying, listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I called in. You can hear the show. So that part's running good.
Excuse me. Yeah.
As you can tell, she is not ready to run a marathon yet for her illness. So... You won't see her competing if there was an Olympic event today.
Still under the weather, but I just can't lay, indefinitely.
She's on the road to recovery, but it's super duper slow.
It is.
It's a baby step recovery. And that's just the way things are, It's probably one of 1,000 different COVID strains, but it's not even worth testing really anymore unless you're going down hard, ready to die. Even then, sometimes
I
can't do anything for you.
Yeah, a lot of things have been dealt with since that first COVID
strains,
pandemic.
A lot of times, they get different strains that maybe may or may not. The shot, they say, still will help a little bit. But a lot of times when that happens, it's like it gets not as severe. It's weird how that works. It is what it is. A lot of the places have dropped all their restrictions and warnings and protocols and whatnot. And like I said, I went for just a routine checkup, and I did wearing the mask was optional, and in the doctor's world, when they dropped that sort of thing, they're like the last ones typically to do it. So I was like, oh, okay, they made it optional.
True enough.
Tells me you're in a better place. All right. Real quick, just to let you know, I'll go through the normal spiel. Free reading, take them, it's free, everything's cool, but you're not going to hear that tonight, because guess what tonight is? The
Rebel,
one night a week,
Rebel
it's Friday.
Card.
It's so you're going to hear a Rebel yell, because it's Rebel Card Friday. These cards, there won't be any unicorns that fart sparkles. There won't be any rainbows, you know, a boar, you know, it's the LGBT boar that you see them running around in the woods. Any rainbows or anything happy and joy, these cards they're not going to make you jump off a cliff, but they don't sugarcoat the message at all. That's it. Still typically a good message. And sometimes somebody needs to tell you to pull your head out of your butt, you know, sometimes you need that. And it's for the good. It's for the good of yourself. Just bear that in mind when you hear the Rebel Card reading tonight. But when you hear that, just like the harp thing, your reading with Deborah is concluded. All right.
If you
Let's
don't
talk
want
about
it,
that a little
if
bit.
You do not want it with the harsh language, Jim will pick one for you.
But you got to tell me.
Yeah, that's kinder.
If nobody says anything, I'm going first come, first serve, whatever
unless
comes to mind.
Unless you're getting the blunt version.
And it's not like I said, the blunt one is not going to make you go cry to your mommy unless, well.
No.
It's hard to say. But.
Okay.
Back to that. Back to the Rebel Yell. It's similar to the harp thing. You're reading with Deborah's over. All right. Sometimes we have some serious problems at that over part. Some people think over means that's over when I'm done. No. We have folks here. I'm going to try to reestablish Facebook communications. We've got things to do. You cannot continue to ask questions. And then sometimes we're nice. We suck. We shouldn't do. And then when we ask it, we just open the door and you keep asking more and more and more. Please, you have two options. The best option on this planet is to go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage. You know, arrange for a private reading. She's a little backed up, not like super backed up, but she's dealing with her illness. So she's not working 100%. She's working like part-time on it. But that way, when you actually get your scheduled live reading that you arrange, it's you and her, all the questions you want until the time runs. And that time is not as short as like the 5-10 minutes we do here. You're getting whatever block. You'll know exactly what.
Yeah.
The time is the time that you register and pay for. Second option is if the wallet's tight, try to call in another show. Think about what you wanted to ask. Write it down. I know sometimes I'm bad at that. I just like blurt and cut people off because something's on my mind because I know I'll forget about it. Or write it down and save it for the next time you call in. But do not try to continue the call, please. I try to be nice. I had to mute somebody a couple shows ago because I said, come on, you know, really? Don't make me do that. I don't want to be a dickhead. Not unless you work for the IRS or something like that or DMV, then I'll be a dickhead. But if you're a person calling in, you got genuine problems, don't make me do that. Respect the end of the reading. Speaking of that, I think I covered everything, did I not? Like I say, I will be trying to fill the gap while she puts the cards down and trying to do multitasking with the Facebook stuff. So I may sound a little clueless at times when we start talking about the question and stuff, but it is what it is. All right. Let's take that caller number one because our blog talkers are rocking and rolling and ready to play. 773 in Illinois. Welcome to the show, 773. You're the first caller.
Hello there.
Woo.
Glad to have you.
Woo-hoo.
And
good
you are
Nancy.
Okay. Hi
Welcome
there,
back, Nancy.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm pulling it together little by little. It's crazy. I've never had something linger
better
this long.
Better than you were a week ago.
Yeah, a week ago I was really downhearted.
A week ago, not a very happy weekend.
And whatever this thing is, it's going to make you sleep, whether you want to or not.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And way to heal things, but go ahead.
So thank you for asking.
Thank you very much.
And what can
I do? Hope you feel better. And I do have a question.
Okay,
so
let her.
I picked up two stray dogs off the street, and I'm wondering if I can ever adopt them out because my goodness, they're a messy lot.
You want someone else to take them or
she's
what?
Picking them up because she's.
Yeah.
The animals doesn't want to get run over or starve, but
what are they? What's their behavior? What's the situation?
oh, they chew everything up, but they're sweet otherwise, and they don't know how to walk. They've just never been trained.
Yeah, they've probably been strays maybe their whole life.
Yeah.
Especially if they're young.
You know what? We have four dogs here, and what we've done is we go to a thrift store and pick up a couple of, like, children's blankets so they don't get interested in chewing the furniture or the carpet or anything. And that really, really helped.
They're retrievers, and they love cloth and socks and stuff. So some dogs like other things. Yeah. Maybe you can find.
And old socks we've given them. But can't you call up one of these societies and see if they'll take
them?
They're
full.
Oh,
really?
No.
Oh. So all your no-kill shelters are full, huh?
Yeah. I'd have to take them to a kill, and I don't want to do that. No. Because they're nice dogs. They just have it.
No, I wouldn't do that. Just call them. Have you reached out like 150, 200 miles? It's worth the drive. Have you reached out really far away?
No, I'll try that. That's an interesting.
I would drive 3 hours each way.
Nextdoor.com
to not have a dog die
is a good contact too. You can put free ads if you're a member of. It's easy to become a member of Nextdoor.com.
Okay.
That puts you in the vicinity of all the people.
Yeah,
and around you.
Maybe you have Craigslist or stuff like that. But in the meantime, she will do the cards on that question.
Did they seem like they had been fed or, you know, were they starving?
No, they were terrible. They were terrible. Yeah, they were starving when I got them. Covered in fleas and all that stuff. They were bad.
No. Oh. Well, God
bless. No, they're not. They're very happy now.
They're happy and they got all this energy and they want to... I want to turn the house into a playground.
Can you tell a breed they are?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell a breed of what they are?
I think one of them's kind of like a pit bull lab mix, and the other one's probably a lab, what are those called? Border collie mix.
Oh.
Interesting. That's really interesting. So it sounds like they're made, but it could be, but it doesn't sound like they're from the same litter.
No, are they? Are
no,
they
don't look.
Do they seem real young?
One's old and one's young.
Well, that's interesting. Well, okay. Well, all right, the cards are down.
Yes, you get the word out there and look for all kinds of free places. Facebook, if you remember, they even have a marketplace there where you can put free things.
Okay.
Get the word out, and yes, I believe that you will get those. Dogs taking
a lot
care
of cute
of.
Pictures. A lot of people, you know, especially one dog by itself sometimes is not the same as two dogs together.
Yeah.
You know, like kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes one kid, you put two kids together sometimes and they're both Satan. Sometimes you get them by themselves and they feed off each other's happiness and playfulness. You know, sometimes you get one. Yeah, she knows. She probably, it's not her first dog, I'm sure.
Seeing it's going to be kind of a rural type of area.
That's what they
Not
need.
Right down like in Chicago, because those dogs would not do well there. But I see it. It seems like there's a farmhouse, but I don't think this is a working farm. More of maybe a hobby farm, or you know, or they do something there. But I think those dogs would love to be in a situation like that. You know, so they can get their time outside. And yet still get cared for properly. So, I think you're going to get takers for that. You know, the cards are also showing you might feel a little sad when they go. But that's
I'm
going to
be brokenhearted. Yeah, and it will be because I want my garage back.
Well, you
so
are...
So will it take a while?
I don't think it'll take too long, really.
It might seem like an eternity, but
And they're not house trained.
No, well, I'm not sure yet. I haven't let them in the house, but the first week they were pretty bad, but they were sick, and then they got better, and now they're kind of slacking again. So I'm going to have to try and figure out how to work on that because I don't know how to train dogs.
Yeah, right. And it's true. You don't, and they're not puppies.
I'll look over YouTube video. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel very hopeful for you. I think that it won't be long, and they're going to be very nice people. Very nice people.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
And do not give up hope.
Well, you saved them.
Yes.
Now somebody's going to come along and save them again.
You got to pass the baton.
Yeah.
Hand off the baton so they can go on to their forever.
I'm really glad you called us about that, because we've had other students, they've called and they've had successful outcomes. Yeah.
Well, I'll call you when the outcome is successful. I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Great. Well, and here's your...
Stand by for your Rebel card reading.
Woo!
Move on. You got one of the nicer ones. I don't have to filter it. It says, you are the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Aww.
Go easy on your ass. Aww. Buy your own damn drink. So basically, don't be hard on yourself and reward yourself. You are the best thing.
You just saved two lives.
You did, even though it's frustrating.
Yeah.
And when you finally get that goal accomplished, you can feel good. And, you know, she knows.
And Jim had a dog once that he had to farm out this way. And they even told him that he could come and visit the dog anytime he wanted.
Oh.
Remember that one? That was the one you just happened to find in your hall.
That was actually just a friend that took it.
Well.
But I'm saying it wasn't like an organization. They were just like, you know what?
Yeah.
They saw a picture. That's a cute pup. We'll take it. It wasn't like an organization that does that.
Yeah, upload a picture to those sites so they can see how adorable they are.
With the friends that took my puppy, they said that thing turned into be like a freaking 100-pound monster dog. They loved it. They were like, damn.
But it was good.
They were happy and stuff, but they were like, this thing is giant.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Wow.
And it was a beautiful. All right, well, thank you so much. And best of luck, Annie.
Yes, good luck.
And hopefully.
Thank you. You're the best. Feel better.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, good luck to you and the babies.
Yeah, the babies.
There are babies. I mean, you know, dogs and kids, they're babies.
She's a very lovely woman. I can see in her cart.
Well,
if she had the space and the land, the place would be full of animals. You know?
Yeah, and you could have like a nice indoor shelter with one of those doors they can go in and out on their own. Nice security privacy fence where they cannot get out no matter what kind of dog they are. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see her just being a fur baby mama.
Fur baby mama. Right, we're going to give this a shot.
Oh, here we go. Let's see.
Nope.
No, but why? What did you do last time?
We just kept trying. It just worked.
Excuse me.
It seemed like it was a regional thing, so... Because other people were able to go live, like in Australia or Europe. So it was something probably in this country. It's just, it is what it is. You know, what are you going to do, Deb? What are you going to do when they come for you? Now we're going to area code 203, Connecticut, 203.
Hello there, but this is Pat and Chance.
Is it?
No, it's Michelle.
We have two regulars from 203, and we always guess wrong.
And you know what? Right, we do. We always guess wrong.
I quit guessing.
Sometimes I'm back to back with her too.
Yeah, you are, and that really throws me off because I don't memorize numbers, but I recognize area codes. But I don't, when, you know, the next set of numbers is called the exchange,
right?
And I'm like, I don't know anybody's exchange.
And
go ahead.
What was your name again, hon?
Mrs. Michelle.
Okay,
Michelle.
How are you doing? Oh well, yeah, that was a beautiful. Isn't that Beetle?
It is indeed.
One of the very few I like was that.
Yeah,
song.
That was. That was
beautiful.
Special to have that up. I remember my mother got me that, what do you call it, the 78, the small record when it came out.
Oh, she is in our age range. She is in our age range. If she had a 78.
Yeah. The 33 were the albums. Was
33
not?
And the third were the albums.
Mm-hmm.
78 were the individual records before they switched over to 45. And the original albums were 16 and something, and they were like 10-inch ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Before the 33 and the 3rd.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a nice memory because my mother passed away at 96 last October.
Oh, yeah, that's 96 is
what
awesome,
though. What a nice keepsake to have a song that your mom got for you.
It is, yeah, and that's cool. It was in the 60s, so it makes sense that they had a 78 out.
Yeah. So, Michelle, tell us what we can do for you.
Well, you know, there's always something going on. And, you know, My cat actually incurred a huge vet bill. She broke her leg, and she's, you know, I got her back today. So that's, of course, not a very happy event. But she's, you know, she came back today. She's, at least she's not in pain. Cost me a lot of money, but.
Yeah, that's always worry about those broken bone things with
animals. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but they're parts of our families, and you know.
Yeah, you're not gonna put a dog down because they broke a bone.
No.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking if I could spend all that on her, that maybe I should have a facelift. You know. So I'm thinking.
thinking of that,
you know.
She's trying to do the reward thing.
The only trouble is these women go too far with that, and they start looking like the Joker. If you've ever noticed, they get pulled up so tight that their smile is kind of.
Yeah, they get rid of the wrinkles and stuff, but then they look like their eyeballs are like wide, crazy wide after you've seen the person a certain way for like 1,000 years. Another person that's never seen him before wouldn't necessarily know it, a stranger. But the people that, like when Burt Reynolds, there's a whole bunch of people that have had him, and you're like, look at their eyes.
But that was a long time ago. You're talking over 45 years ago, and now they're doing different things all the time. So, you know.
That's who they are. You're right.
Yeah.
But what is your question for me, hon?
So what? I'm sorry. What?
Your question for me?
Yes.
So I have a couple of questions, and one is, is anything really, good going to be coming to me, like really, good, make me happy. And also, I'm not even sure if I'm going to be going to my daughter's wedding. So I wanted to know about that.
All right.
Interesting. Okay. So, and what's the daughter's wedding story? Yeah. You already know that, Deb.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
Lack of money or...
Oh, no, no. She's just, she's got a problem with me that I don't know why she feels the need to be angry at me, but it gets worse and worse rather than better and better. It just, I can't control it. And it's to the point where now I'm being shut out so completely, I may not go to her wedding, and it's coming up very soon, but it's been very painful for me, but, you can't control people.
No.
I can't talk sense into her, apparently.
Our offspring, you believe me, you're not the only one.
That was Jim.
Because I get a lot of calls on this, and frankly, I'm going through some of it myself with two of my sons. So it's not unusual. Okay.
Okay.
So you wanted something good out of your cards.
Yeah. I think every person would like that.
Yeah. Something good that's on the way. Well, let me ask you, do you work?
I do.
Okay, I see some good things coming in that direction. I ask because sometimes people just have a money-making hobby, or they're doing other things, but it would come through as work. So I like to clarify. And it looks very good for you. And you've had problems with, say, perfectionism, this would be a good time for you to start working on yourself because you deserve every bit of this. It's like a it's like, say, a raise. It's like a promotion.
Yes.
But I see you there being like, gee, I'm not sure I really deserve this, because I think you're hard on yourself. And that comes from having a perfectionist kind of nature. And you do good work. People recognize you. So try to pat yourself on the back instead of beat yourself up. Mm. Okay. And maybe it's due also to, as we grow up, having low self-esteem, you know, which can come from our upbringing. I remember in school, and it's in that Janis Ian song called 17, it would be me and the super fat girl when they were choosing sides for like basketball and soccer and stuff. It would be me and her, and they would fight over it. Who had to get the chubby girl or me? And that can do a lot to your self-esteem. Now about your daughter. Yes, go ahead if you had, we're going to ask something about
her. So do you see, is there a particular time frame if there is any kind of role change for me or promotion of some sort?
I feel there's a three here that's very indicative of time. And it means an event that's coming that is not going to be derailed or in some way, you know, end where it's coming to you. And I'm going to say, since we're in June, July, August, I'm going to say by September. And it could come sooner. Yeah, it could come sooner. So watch and see. I think it's going to be wonderful for you. Wonderful.
Oh.
Now, as far as your daughter, yes, this girl is harboring some real anger towards you. And it's going to be a little difficult for me to really pinpoint exactly what it is. Now, do you like the man she's marrying? Do you know him?
You're so funny. You are so psychic. It's crazy. I hardly know him.
Okay.
I don't, because she shuts me out and I can't get to know him. You know, she makes it like walking on eggs to be around her. So, yeah.
Well, that is a reflection also, unfortunately, of her relationship with him. I think that he is the navigator of that relationship, and she follows what he says and tells her to do. Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's some issues here, like drug issues, maybe some alcohol stuff, but excuse me, I think he definitely needs to get his life straight. He's probably telling her to push you away because he's fearful you're going to see right through him. And I will tell you this, sadly, I don't think this, I hear the clock ticking on this marriage. Your daughter's going to eventually want to get away from this guy. He's way too domineering, way too lazy in ways.
Yes.
Got it?
Lazy.
He's lazy. Yes. He is. He is lazy. And she is like carrying the full load. And eventually she's going to say, enough of this crap. And
when?
Well, she may be strapped with a couple of little ones by then. And she's going to turn to you. Here's what I want to give you is a little bit of something to chew on about her wedding. You know, there are events in our lives that are part of the journey. And if we don't show up, if we aren't there, that can really cause even more disconnection in the future.
Yeah.
It might not hurt to just show up to the wedding, leave a nice gift. You don't have to go to the reception if you feel uncomfortable, but to show up, to say, be saying, Mama's here. So she's going to turn to you when she wants to hit the exit on that marriage. I don't like the cards I see around her and him. She deserves way better than that guy.
Wow.
Just something for you to think about, because not going makes a statement, you know, but going makes a better statement. We've had another lady called us for quite some time, and she did go to the wedding. It was the daughter-in-law that was really pushing her aside, but her cards indicated the same thing. I told her, go for your son. And for you, I'd say go for your daughter.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big moment in a daughter's life.
And it will be in their memory forever.
It will. It will
when,
most
when
definitely.
Things and moods and people get more mature and see things differently, it'll be in there and they'll be like, I'm glad she came.
Oh, yeah.
Even
yeah.
though at the
front, yeah.
you know, they're kind of pissy right now or whatever, but yeah.
There comes a time when a girl really needs her mother and a boy, too. I mean, my sons will come to me when they're hurting, you know. They'll come to their mom.
Yeah.
So you just decide what works best for you. But my cards show that she would be really, really happy to see you there.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get her to respond to my text because
she,
you know, she pushed me so far away. And so I sent her a text, and I haven't heard back from her yet, you know, I'm trying to work my way in.
Well, remember
know?
Now, if he's running the show, he could get her phone and delete that. See, he probably wants her to stay estranged from you.
Well, and a lot, and if
this guy is lazy.
Well, and if he's
yeah,
got some kind of control
sure.
freakness, he wants to sever off
yeah.
all the ties they have to any kind of support system so they can have more control.
And that is abuse.
It is. It's just not abuse in the letter of the law is the problem, but it is abuse.
Yep. And
yeah.
abusers will do their best to separate their victim.
They want to separate the person they want control over from anybody that might threaten that control.
Yeah.
And that's going to be loved ones. That gives them good advice.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
You know, you're right about me seeing through him. I see through people so quickly.
Oh.
You know, I try to give them, you know, I let them free reign to talk, and they expose themselves pretty quickly.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
You're absolutely right.
Give them the benefit of doubt, like she says. They will eventually show their true colors. Eventually.
And don't be surprised if he ends up in prison.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Are
I hope he
kidding?
Didn't have a heart attack.
Not for hurting her.
Well, I hope. No, not for hurting her. Okay.
For making other dumb life choices.
Yes. You know. He
drugs.
He should use cards, not drugs.
Or just that's an example. It could be like, I don't want to work a job, but I'll get into business and sell used stolen this or stolen that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody thinks they're so clever. I am so much smarter than the cops. This is what I'll do.
But I'm pretty sure something like that happens, your daughter's going to bolt right
out
of
I would hope
there.
So. You know, a lot of them don't, but hopefully she would.
Yeah.
Well, you have the cards. I don't.
Yeah, I know.
But there's a lot of these chicks
that
hang on to the jail bait.
Now, just remember, the worst thing to do here is criticize him to her. Because it'll make her want to hold on even tighter.
Yeah, chicks are almost, you're worse than the guys about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
that's why I didn't move.
Chicks are like, you'll run away from home in a heartbeat for a guy.
Well,
no,
that's why I didn't move closer to her last year. Because I thought if I start criticizing him and they break up, she's going to blame me. So I didn't,
move closer
to her.
Yeah, well, I guess like Deb said, just kind of keep riding it out. Ride the storm.
She'll eventually see the light about this guy.
It might be not as soon as one would hope, you know, but we can't control that.
But it's imminent. It is in the cart, so yeah.
Imminent fun.
Imminent.
Yeah! All right.
Here is your
rebel card reading. The subject is a whole bunch of dollar signs.
Nice.
Make it rain. So you must have something positive coming.
That's coming for you.
It might not be like dollars in a sack of money, but it might be something that is good financially or something that is got some kind of value added to it coming your way.
Nice.
Some kind of good news, so there you go.
I just have money going out, so I hope it's not that. I hope it's money coming in.
You're right. It had to make go ahead.
Are you doing private readings?
I am.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's a little limited, but she's getting better because the illness stuff.
Know,
so not doing her full-time private readings, but she's getting her game back. And all you got to do
all
is go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and you'll see on the front page how to take care of that.
Yeah, you can go right to it.
Well, I sent you an email recently, so hopefully you'll see it.
I'll look for it.
Oh, okay. That's good. Like I said, being sick, you know, like when I'm sick too, I don't read a lot of my – she has, like, personal business email accounts. A lot of times you just can't get to them all.
I will look for it specific time.
We're having that dollar.
Thank you very
much. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah. All right, I shall put you back on hold. I shall not hang up on you because we don't do that here. All right, we're going to we got a speaker down.
Hello.
We got a speaker. Oh, Lisa. I shall retrieve the speaker. You know what? We're not being video. I could stand on my head and get naked and nobody's going to know.
Well, there we go. That's why you have so many callers. They're hoping to see.
I guess so. Facebook is not cooperating for us this evening.
Oh, I'm not fetching that.
Oh.
No.
Sorry. Yeah, well, it's happening. We have to find a better platform for these shows. We really do.
We just have such a huge following that it's going to be a tough show. But we'll see. Tomorrow's another day. All right, go ahead. I'm not getting that speaker, but you got one right here.
Yeah.
And it's right here, and that's dead anyway. So let it rip, Lisa. The floor is yours.
Yeah.
Well, we just spent a whole morning and afternoon together, and the roller coaster is up at the Mount Everest. And then tonight we're going to go walking, all of us, and then tomorrow we're going to use, we've got this thing lined up for tomorrow afternoon. And so what happened was...
sacrificing a human...
So what happened was we had lined up before the big old blowout. We had lined up some days that we are living right now. We had said a few days prior to the blow up we were going to do these things that we're doing now. And so I know he wanted to check with me on that after the blow up. And so he was out there in the backyard and I went out there to talk to him. And
right here.
So we were touching base on that, and he was, you know, giving me the side eye and smiling, you know, how's it going to be? And I said, look, you know, let's just move past this. I'm learning what it's taking to be your neighbor. And because I had woken up that morning and I told myself, you know, I'm going to survive this. The light is at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to find my own place to live, and I'm just going to play nice. And so that's the name of that game. And it's, you know, it's back to being really nice. It's back to being really super duper nice. And but I do have in my head that it's schematic, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, because when my grandson goes back, I'm just going to make it all about me and getting out there and doing what I need to do. So what do the cards say, Deb? I mean, we're playing really, really nice right now. I mean, super duper, it's like going back to the way it was, but in my head I'm still thinking, you know, this is what
you're
I
think about. It goes down in a swell and it comes up in a wave. It goes down in a swell and it comes up in a wave. That's the way I would think. I would get sick of that. But yeah, that's me. That's not the issue, Deb, because I went live like that on my account.
So then why aren't we doing it?
Because we're not going to go live on BrewDog.
Well, if this is on Beverly, we could do it there.
You don't need any software for that. You need nothing for that. And half these people wouldn't know. And you would need to do it there. Or just we'll rock, we'll roll, right?
he's looking at this as becoming more stable. Between the two of you, very much so. Okay. So I think the more that you work through these little glitches, the better it's going to be overall. And it's like normal life. This is how relationships are. Until you really, you know, get things established between you. So I don't think you have to walk on eggshells. I just think that if he says or does something, gently tell him. No, I wish you wouldn't really do
How much
that.
Gentler can you get?
You know, D, Deb, no, you're right, because another friend of mine said the same thing. She said, it's all about timing with this guy. You know, just tell him, you know, at another time when things are calm, you know, can we just talk about what happened, you know, blah, blah, day. And right now we were playfully, he's taking a nap, I'm taking a nap in our separate places. My grandson is in the next room playing. I mean, we had a great day. We had big meals and blah, blah, blah. We drove out to the country, blah, blah, blah. So as we were saying goodbye until we go tonight for walking, we were playing with each other. And he said, see, we have to take care of each other. And I said, look, you don't get mad at me anymore. And then he said to me, he said something playful. And then we were hitting our forefingers together like we were sword fighting and playing. And then I said, just love your love thy neighbor, you know. But, you know, the thing is, with him, it's all about timing. That's all it is. And I have to remember that because I go off. When I feel upset, I talk my mind, you know, and I have to, I told him, I'm just learning what it's like to be a neighbor of yours and, you know, what it's going to take.
Well, look at it this way. Let's say he's a native of, I'm going to say Italy, okay, and he's come to the United States and he is learning our customs and our, you know, ways of life. And in Italy, maybe they all get up in the air and they're yelling at each other and who knows, slamming doors. He's learning from you how to treat you.
Is he really?
Isn't that funny, Deb? Deb,
right.
You are so psychic. He is. You're psychic, Deb. He's Italian. Hey, Deb, he's Italian. You're psychic. You are so psychic.
So he was actually born in Italy, was he?
No, but he's very Italian. I mean, very, very Italian.
Oh, yeah, except he speaks perfect English.
No, believe me. There are words that he says, and I say that again. That doesn't even sound English.
I want you to listen to me.
Guys.
I really feel this relationship is heading in. Okay, if you could see these cards, if you knew how to read them, you got the Ten of Hearts. Best love card in the deck.
Great.
Next to it, you got Three of Clubs, meaning it's on the way. And what is the third card is that it's a wedding, unity, commitment, but it's there. And what it's under is what will surprise you.
So make sure you are the one that has to make all the concessions, all the changes, everything.
You know, you're kind of ruining my show. Don't do that.
But that's what you're telling her.
I don't think she has asked you for an opinion yet.
Ah, roger that.
Deb, what is going to surprise me, though? You said something's going
to
surprise me.
That's going to discuss more about the future, about being together. I feel the two of you are going to get involved in business together. It's going to be very profitable. Okay, make sure, though, you've got it all your ducks in a row and all the paperwork done. Because the two of you, when you reach a point in an argument, you want to split, you know, take off. So make sure that the business is cared for. Also, in your relationship, you know, respect each other's boundaries. So that he's got some, he probably hasn't told you, but he should. You know, like one of them was, don't talk to me too early in the morning. I'm really crabby, he said to you.
Yeah.
But he needs to
The next day I'll say, well, I don't call you because I'm afraid of disturbing peace. And he'll say, you call me anytime you want to call me. You know, so he does crap like that.
Yeah, well, you should say, I feel like I'm really taking a chance. You know, who's going to answer the phone? Is it going to be... I'm trying to think of a really good, nice guy, or is it going to be Shrek the Shrew, or, you know.
You know what, Deb?
You are
so psychic, because that's exactly what I've said to him. I said, though you're taking the words right out of my mouth. I have said that to him. And, you know, I really don't, and he treats me different. Like, this morning we were driving, we're playing, and, you know, I'm drinking coffee, so I'm getting high, and we're driving out to the country, and I said, am I the only person that you talk to like this? and we're being playful with each other. And, you know, and he'll say, well, I'd like to see what's inside your head, that kind of thing. But I don't know. It's very lovely at times. This is one of the lovely times. And so I'm glad that you're picking up good stuff.
I am, definitely. Now, of course, the stew is going to thicken here a little bit because you got a different man coming into your life. He looks like he's coming to you through business, and it'll be very good with the work, the projects you have. And this guy is well-heeled financially. Believe me, he is not some scrub coming, you know, wearing a barrel, but he's going to say, well, let's go out for a dinner, you know. But I really think he wants to make overtures to you as a, you know, romantic partner for him. So this could be why I am seeing that the neighbor is going to step up, because he's going to see this man wanting to, you know, lavish you, and he's going to want to let that other man know, hey, she belongs to me. So, interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Interesting. So, yes, things are going very lovely. When does the grandson go back?
You know, I still don't know, because she had some kind of surgery on her ankle or something. And I talked to her through text the other day about something for the grandson, a kids program, and she said she'd get back to me, and I haven't heard. And in the meantime, my grandson and I are so busy. We're busy. We go to paint parties. We go to my girlfriend's house, and she makes him feel at home, gives him a teddy bear, and then she and I talk. And so he's living the life with us, you know, and we just party. I mean, party like that. And not party in the neighborhood.
It's also showing that little boy what a family is really like, with a daddy and a mommy, and, you know, and seeing grandma.
I know. Yeah. And my grandson, you know, asks him for this and that, you know, help him build this. And he's on it. My neighbor is on it. He's building it for him. My neighbor is in doing repairs that he needs to do. I mean, it's just, Deb. Yeah. The three of us.
I'm very happy for you guys. Very happy. So,
she don't want to hear from me, so that's you to give a read to her. Here you go.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to me? Go ahead, Deb.
I don't necessarily.
No,
that's the card I pulled,
okay.
But I did not cheat.
I'm not really.
I pulled that
this,
without cheating.
But I'll read it to you.
I did not. I pulled that legitimately. If you had
this
to watch me.
This is your rebel card.
I didn't do anything.
You are giving away your power, and the other side says, you are a badass, so act like it.
That's the card I pulled. I did not select it on purpose. Get it back and watch me. I pulled it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Hey,
Jimbo. Really?
Jimbo, when is your birthday?
Are you talking to
Jimbo?
You
know what? My girlfriend was telling me yesterday that they took her man of 7 years or whatever, and they had a birthday party for him, and they all lined up to spank his bottom. That's what we're going to do for you, Jimbo. Tell us your birthday, and we're all going to line up.
First of all, you said they. Who's they? Your girlfriend said they took him. Who's they?
Family or what?
Her revelers, her party people that were at the party. A lot of women were beating his butt.
Negative. Negative. I am not allowed to speak my opinion.
About that, you can.
About her.
Well, I think that you don't need to be so
honest. I'm sorry. I hate to be honest. I shall not be honest anymore on the show.
Here's the thing.
Nope.
Is, my rule has always been, too, don't answer questions I haven't been asked.
You tell the people that you'll see, if you see things that they didn't ask, you'll let them know if they need to know it. You said that in your readings.
If they need to know it.
Why the hell would she need to know that?
About her work? She needed to know that. That there's, she didn't ask me, is there another guy coming along?
Well, I didn't.
But
I wasn't even talking
right up
about
here
that.
At the top, and I really felt she should know.
I was just saying, she's worried about all she needs to keep changing how she acts all the time.
Why is that?
No, I'm not.
That's what I know. You did say, you both said that.
You know what? And he's also acquiescing. He's also acquiescing. He also gives over, you know, too.
Yes. And remember, he can't live without you. Every time the two of you try to break up, you know, it ends up coming back together. There's a reason for that.
What do you mean he's learning? Is he some alien that just dropped on the planet and he's never had humans before in his life?
He's never had a woman. He's never had a woman the way, you know, I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? And I've told him that. You're construction. You're waterfront, and you have gnarly feelings. And he says, and you feel all your feelings, he told me. So, yeah.
Well,
alrighty then.
He'll learn how to, you know, acknowledge your feelings
and
stuff.
There's no video, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. You know, it's a process for both people.
Yeah.
And I think that you're courageous to, first of all, keep sharing all of this with us.
Thank you.
And I like that. I like following the story of people.
I'm on her side. I think she shouldn't have to be the one that has to give in to every little fucking thing is all I'm saying.
Well, we don't. You know.
You just
Kimbo.
Sat there and
well,
said,
your birthday,
I can't
Kimbo,
talk to him in the morning.
Birthday,
I can't talk to him this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do
Kimbo,
that.
Kimbo, on your birthday, we're going to line up and we're going to give you cyber Sphinx for your birthday to celebrate.
Yes.
Hey, that's about...
Sphinx.
That's 6 weeks away.
Okay.
Well, now we know. So, well, we're going to let you go.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Yes.
And our plans are to be back here the same bat time, same bat channel for Saturday.
Hopefully, Facebookers will be joining us.
If not, we'll figure a workaround for Facebook, but we'll be back here on Blog. We have hope. Options.
So enjoy yourself tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, you are too. Thank you for what you give to all of us.
Well, thank you for saying that. Makes me feel really good.
Oh,
So bless you. And I saw your grandson in your reading. He really is getting nurtured from all of this. It's very good for him. Very good. Take care, Lisa.
You too.
We'll
talk to
you tomorrow.
And don't worry, you'll get to talk to Deb again.
He acts like he's jealous, doesn't he?
No, I think it's hilarious. That guy has truth and negative things. I don't want to hear shit from him. That's what that is.
Well, take care.
No, she's already on mute, but she's listening.
Well, we're going to have to end the show, people.
Oh, really?
Got to work out our technical problems.
Well, which means we're not, so we got to go, because we can't do it tonight.
Apparently not. So anyway, take care. We'll be here tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. So do please join us. Yeah, I'm really...